Hello everyone, Lord Baldus here with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated January 23rd, 2015. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Style Tico and is a joint podcast project created and ran by Lord Baldus and Asclepius. Background music by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, how's it going today, Asclepius?
I'm going pretty well, thanks, Lord Baldus. And how are you?
Doing great and excited about another Friday and get close to another release.
I know, and there's a lot happening in this release by the look of it.
Yeah, a lot of exciting news on it. This is great.
Yeah, more things, more new features in the game, more to see, and more to do.
Yeah, every single release, it just gets more and more complete for our playing entertainment.
I know, and it's going to be harder and harder to log off and leave and go back to the real world.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing if we're looking for something to do.
Absolutely, that's right. Okay. So this week we have update of the avatar number 109. Whoa.
That's a lot.
It's getting up there. Okay. And just the bullet points, the headlines, SOTA at PAX South, banks, changes to credit conversions, first glimpse of the Novia overworld, SOTA in-game Informer magazine, MMORPG.com release 14, Shack News, interview with Star Long, GDC Next crowd sharing, in-game community weekend events, New Britannia Theatre Troupe, live double feature, the last chance exclusives, Steam access keys, and cancelling monthly payment plans. There you go.
All right.
So, a lot of stuff in the news. And firstly, we have Shroud of the Avatar at PAX South. And there they are, Richard Garriott, Star Long, and Finn Staber are at PAX South demonstrating the game and talking to the press. You can find them in the Texas Indie Game Lounge, presented by Microsoft. Booth 1343 at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center in San Antonio, Texas. So there you go.
Was there a video on that?
Doesn't look as if there is, no. But I'm sure they're having a wonderful time, and I hope they're chatting to a lot of people and generating and drumming up a lot of interest. I'd love to be able to get there and see them.
Yeah, that would be great.
Wouldn't it? And all you have to do is attend, and you can sign up for free access to Release 14.
Hopefully that'll bring on a bunch of new people.
I reckon. Because the more people, the better. The more interest in the game. It's wonderful. I mean, I've seen a few posts in the forum this week about people who have just sort of hopped on. And they're exclaiming how wonderful it is and what a wonderful time they're having.
Yeah, it's been mostly positive from all the new people. It's really great.
It has. And sometimes they need a little bit of guidance and help to help them find their way around. And then they say, oh, gee, thanks, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's just a matter of explaining pledge rewards and stuff so they can go ahead and upgrade.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was... I was reading one earlier today about this guy was thinking the developer reward was better than the citizen reward because of the house on the development reward.
Oh, right.
Those row houses are pretty impressive, though.
They are. Yeah, they're quite nice. And surprisingly spacious inside.
Yeah, they did a really good job with the amount of room they had with them.
I reckon. Yeah. And even if you've got a little row house, it's a place to call home. It's a place where you can put all your stash and you can get a basement under it. Should be enough to meet a lot of people's needs.
Oh yeah, most people I would say will probably be great with that much space.
That's right. I mean, unless you are a dedicated pack rat and wanting to store 10,000 items in your house?
That's me.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't want to say that.
I got to admit it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only other advantage, I suppose, of a row house is that it's not as much to decorate.
Yeah, that's true. That does make it a little bit less strenuous for your furniture needs.
That is right. I mean, I got to say that I do feel a little bit sorry for the lords of the manor and the people with these enormous duke castles. It's going to take them 6 months to get it decorated.
Yeah, they may even want to just lock all the doors they haven't started on, you know?
That's right, yeah, yeah, yeah. If any visitors come, they say, well, we've only opened the ground floor so far.
And this is it.
There's nothing upstairs, so don't bother.
I have so many people hard at work on the furnishings for this place.
That's right, yes. Yeah, the contractors let me down.
Yeah, they're slagging.
Yes. He promised he'd deliver last week, and then he rang saying, well, you know, he had supply issues, and the shipment didn't arrive in time, and it wasn't up to specifications, so, you know, it's coming.
Yeah, give us another 3 months, and maybe we'll get you some more.
That's right. Yeah. And what else have we got? We've got banks.
Yeah, look at those banks. Aren't they cool?
They are going to be very nice in release 14. And interesting, for the first time, we'll start receiving our pledge rewards in-game when we log into release 14. And for the previous releases, we'd freely populate these reward items through the game for anyone to find. But now they're not going to be freely available. So, if I'm understanding this correctly, all of the cool stuff that you got as a pledge reward, like the riding gear, the admiral's gear, the wedding dress, tuxedo, whatever, you won't be able to buy that at a vendor anymore.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to discontinue some of the merchant's outfits and all those things, or if those are just up for anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if those were pledge rewards. I don't think they are.
I don't know, yes. Yeah. But the rewards included in your pledge tier at banks located in various towns. And there are some add-on pledge rewards that haven't been built yet, so, you know, some of your items may not show up. And here's some interior shots of the new banks, which do look pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm loving the vault work and the doors bars on them. It's cool.
That's great, yes. I'm going to have to practice my lockpicking skills. I can see that.
That's right. We need to pick up some gold in there. That'd be great.
Yeah, wouldn't it be lovely? Okay. So banks will be something to look forward to. And if as I understand it, there'll be a bank in most towns. And you can see what's in other banks, but you can't necessarily access them. You might have to actually go to the physical bank in the other town.
Yeah, I'm curious what the actual bank building looks like. We don't see that.
No, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so that'll be good to look at. Great. And we have changes to store credit conversions. Now, this is interesting, and it's something that people, I think, really should take notice of. This is a fairly important item. Because as of the beginning of Release 14, all of our pledge items and all of the things we've purchased will be credited to us. And they'll be flagged as claimed. So you can't convert them into store credits. At the moment, they're sort of sitting there, and if you have second thoughts, you say, well, yeah, I don't really need that item of prosperity or that extra house or lot or whatever. I think I'll whiz it over into a store credit and I might buy something else with it. Once we log into R14, it's claimed. And that's it. It's deposited into the in-game bank, and it's yours. You can't convert it to a store credit until the next wipe. And that's currently unpredictable. They're actually not planning to do many wipes at all. They're hoping not to do very many at all. So, you know, you might be able to convert to store credits in the future, but there's no guarantee on that and no timetable.
Well, when was the last wipe? It was like November?
Yeah, but it was before 12. Yeah. And yes, and they're hoping not to do very many wipes in the future. They'll only do it when they absolutely have to. There will obviously be a humongous wipe before main release. But yeah, not too many wipes between now and then.
And every time they add new features for your character, you'll probably want to redesign them.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Oh yeah. And they do intend to change the claiming process in an upcoming release, so that items aren't automatically claimed when logging in, but you have to actively claim them in your bank. That is upcoming. So, not yet. But once R14 launches, if you purchase any new add-on items or upgrade your pledge tier or whatever, those new items and rewards will automatically appear in the in-game bank the next time you log in. So that's cool.
Yeah, that'll be a lot nicer, you know, for if you're not quite sure what you're keeping.
That's right, yes. So it'll be interesting to see that. It'll be interesting to see the banking experience.
And I would assume encumbrance is heading our way with that, too.
Oh, yes, I think it would be, yes.
I'm quite worried about that one.
I know. We can no longer walk around with the world in our backpack.
We will be visiting home a lot more often.
I think we will. We'll have to. Yes. Yeah. And without pack animals, it's going to be a lot more often.
It will be.
Yeah.
Now, they haven't stated anywhere about how much banks are going to hold, have they?
No, they haven't. No.
Now, they've got multiple places, like multiple different banks you put your stuff in. So I'm always wondering, is each bank going to have its own set amount of stuff you can keep in there? Or is there a fee? What are they going to do?
That's a good question. And yeah, I'm sure we'll see the answer to that as it evolves. They haven't mentioned a fee, so I hope there isn't one. And I would hope that banks have a pretty high limit.
You should be able to
put almost anything you want to in there.
Yeah, the way they're making it kind of inconvenient, that's why I was hoping it would be pretty unlimited.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
I mean, you can store the world in a bank, but then you got to get back to it, so that's good.
Yeah, that's right, yes. So in a way, they're making it a little bit like Ultima Online. All the towns have a bank, and you have to get to the bank building to access it and put your stuff in or take it out again. And the bank will quite happily store it for you. It's just a physical place of storage.
That's right. It's all the stuff. I would venture to say you're going to put all the stuff that you want to easily get to for your travels.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
It's not always easy to get back home.
No. Including your excess cash. Because if you're wandering on the road and you're set upon by bandits or the PvPers, you might lose a bit of cash on the road.
Now, that's another good question.
Yeah, leave most of it in the bank. It's relatively safe.
Are they going to be able to steal our cash? Are we going to lose cash when we die? How does that work?
Yeah.
In Ultima Online, you did. You had stacks of gold, actually, in your inventory, so it went with your inventory.
That's right, yes. Yeah. Yep. So, be interesting to see.
Yeah, that'd be a whole nother, exciting yet scary thing.
Yeah, that's right. Because it hurts when you're walking around with bags and bags of gold, and then suddenly you're set upon and you die and lose it all.
Yeah, I'm generally pretty cocky in my gaming, too. I don't expect to die, so it's like, whoa, you lose that couple thousand gold and you think twice.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. It really alters your behavior. You become much more conservative after you've lost a couple of fortunes.
Yeah, you probably start just carrying around zero and, leaving it all in the bank. So if you want to shop, I'm going to the bank first.
That's right. Yeah. That could be what happens. Yeah.
And that'd be kind of fun, it would be scary and irritating, but it would be fun too.
That's right, yes. And another reflection of the real world. I mean, it's not really responsible to walk around with $50,000 in your wallet.
Yeah, for sure.
Because somebody can easily pick it from you.
It'd be a heck of a lot of money too.
Yeah, wouldn't it? You wouldn't be able to sit down.
Yeah, I know. It'd be sticking out of your pocket.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So, claiming, and then the first glimpse of the Novia overworld. Now, that is a lovely picture.
Oh, that is so awesome. That is such, that's such a teaser. Look at you can just see that's going to be awesome.
I know. Yeah, it is. Yeah, beautiful.
Look how the road dead ends at that rock and stuff. Isn't that cool?
Yep. Yes, it is. That's great. Yeah. And the swamps and the rivers going into it.
Oh, yeah.
You wonder if we'll be able to navigate the rivers by any means. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be neat if we could, get in the rivers with a boat or swim or something.
Yep. Lovely.
Yeah.
Beautiful game and beautiful scenery.
Oh, it's just totally gorgeous.
Yep, so that's Abe Robertson's work, which we hope to show in Release 15. Okay.
Yeah, they're making us wait another month. Okay.
No. that's a tease.
It is a tease, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. And now there's an article.
How much ground does that cover, do you think?
Oh, wow.
It looks zoomed all the way out based on the character size, so you can see it's a lot.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, there is quite a bit. Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't see edges. You're in the middle of something.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, they're really killing us, aren't they? They don't want us to see it.
I know. But when you think about it, that is just a tiny little bit of coastline, a little bit of swamp, little river. And when you compare that to the size of the mainland that's going to be overall, this is nothing.
No, we won't even be able to tell where we are on the map. That's how big it's going to be.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be lost.
That's so cool. I can't wait. I love exploration.
Oh, look, in some of the Ultimas, it was quite easy to get lost.
Yeah, they were huge.
I know, yeah. And that was half the fun. You just wander around trying to find out what to wear. And it's great.
It's trying to remember where you needed to go, where you were.
Yeah, that's right. I remember making little sketch diagrams of dungeons and things so I could find my way in and out again.
Yeah, there was no M on that game.
No, nothing. No.
Yeah.
No. This wasn't a game for people who need their hands held or people who just want to follow coloured buttons and go from point A to point B. And here's point B, it's over here. This is a game for people who are willing to explore.
That's right. That's what makes our game unique.
It is. That's absolutely right. So I hope they keep that up.
Me too.
Alrighty. Now, a few magazine articles and things. We've got Game Informer. And it says, physical magazines becoming more rare. Always feels special when you can see your game written about in an actual magazine. This one's prestigious. 8 million monthly subscribers. It's the third largest consumer print publication in the United States and the largest digital publication in the world. So there you go. If that doesn't give the game publicity, nothing will.
Yeah, that's really cool. I've actually never heard of that one, so I hope it is huge.
Neither have I. Boy, what kind of rock have I been living under?
I know. I just don't read magazines anymore. It's all internet now, isn't it?
Nah, it is mostly, yeah. Yes. Okay. And just a few very quick previews. Focus on player housing, crafting, exploring the sandbox world, NPC interactions and combat. It takes a different approach to the now standard theme park MMORPG model. Since the housing system is not instanced and is part of the world itself, landowners have their buildings front and centre in player-occupied space. Customization options are impressive. The housing system goes even further, allowing guilds and players to become owners of entire towns. As we know, as you have a town, Lord Baldrith.
That's right. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. We're fighting for
instead
it.
Instead of pigeonholing players into archetypical classes, you're free to dive into combat and magic schools, combining chaos magic with ranged combat or moon magic with heavy army. Do what you like. And this is it. It's a game for anybody.
That's right.
Yeah. And it also features a fully offline single-player mode, expected to have over 40 hours of content, like the single-player Ultimas. And multiplayer, as we know, also different to the norm. You can play solo, with friends, or with the greater community. And the closing line, take-home message, if you're looking for a fresh MMO experience with an open-ended sandbox core, keep an eye on Shroud of the Avatar. Now that is awesome publicity.
Yeah, very good work on the writing there. That's great.
That is brilliant. Okay. And then one from MMORPG. Release 14, strong start to a new year. They're getting ready to roll out the 14th release, just as PAX South was kicking off. And he said he was sure it was a diabolical plot to force him into cramming this article in before he got sucked into the pending media storm that follows any PAX. So they were going to have to work hard to get out their article before the publicity fest after PAX. And there you go, we can read the rest of Red's Release 14 preview. So that will be well worth a read.
Yeah, MMORPG's really been publicizing the game. That's really good of them.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's great. And as you're saying, most of the publicity is really good. And we're getting favorable reviews pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, the only one that was bad was that one we had, I think it was last week or the week before, where they were just saying it was really, it just seemed incomplete. Or they were just saying some negative stuff.
Sure. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
But that's to be expected if they're expecting a finished game on a pre-alpha game.
Well, absolutely. And you should realize that when you log in. They say, this is a construction zone. A lot of people don't work. I acknowledge that I'm entering a construction zone.
That's right. If you're expecting all the features, you're going to be missing them.
Absolutely. And, yeah, a lot of things haven't been built yet. A lot of things don't work. But what is built and what is working is pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's an awesome-looking game, even in this state. It's just amazing to me.
That's right. And even at this point, there is so much to do and so much to adventure. and so much interesting stuff to experience.
That's right. You need to. These people, I think, they need to actually realize what they're looking at and not just, you know, make a bunch of assumptions.
Yes. Yeah. That's all right. They'll be eating crow, I think, when the game's finally released and it's fully polished.
That's right. They'll see that this is not just another game. This is the game.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I think it will be.
Yeah, it will.
Okay. And at Shack News, there's a CES interview with Star Long at the Plantronics booth discussing crowd development, latest improvements to the Portal Era MMORPG, and that exclusive interview. So that's something as well very worth catching up with.
Yes, I need to watch that one.
Yes, so do I. And another interview with Star. He's been busy.
He has, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. His presentation on crowd sharing is now available for free viewing on the GDC Vault. So there we are. Crowd sharing, crowdsourcing, and crowdfunding. He looks pretty flashy in a suit there, doesn't he?
I know, yeah, look at him. Well, you notice there's his collar buttoned up, though, there, huh?
True, true. Yes, that's right.
He's playing a casual game, though.
That's right, yeah, yeah. Well, he is the Lord of Chaos, after all.
That's right, he's got to look the part.
Yes, that's right. So, yeah, you can't be too orderly or buttoned up.
That's right.
A little bit casual, yes. That looks great. So I'd recommend anybody who's even halfway interested, have a look at that. Awesome. Okay. In-game weekend community events. Another great lineup of events this week. So Saturday, January 24, 9 o'clock, Paxley Working Hours, hosted by Winfield. Also at 9 o'clock, the New Britannia Theatre Troupe.
Our play.
Of which more later. Yes. Yes. Are you terrified?
I'm terrified, yes.
Yeah, good.
It's not just me.
No, it's not just you.
Stage
fright is a real thing.
It is, even in game. It's not even me and I'm scared.
I know. Look, I've been haunting your basement this week.
You're practicing, huh?
I'm practicing, yes. Because it's a quiet area. Nobody's going to notice if I walk around mumbling to myself.
That's true.
Trying to get everything right and get the lines out in the right sequence. But, yeah, I think we're coming along. I think we'll get there.
I think we're going to put on a good enough play to make people at least smile.
I reckon we will. And I think the quality of the play speaks for itself. It's really good.
Oh, both of the stories are awesome.
They are, yes, yes, yes. The second one is a tearjerker. And it's quite dramatic. So people should come prepared.
Bring your tissues.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Okay, 11 o'clock. If Amber survives the play... Now, that's doubtful.
Okay.
She will be miraculously giving her sermon at the Church of the Dark Star. 1 o'clock, beginner's class, making money with crafting. That's good. And that's always good to know. Yeah. 3 o'clock, a housewarming party at the Cross House. Nice. And 8 o'clock... A Grand Tour quest by the Moongate Travellers. Fantastic.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, lovely. Yes. And Sunday, 5:30, Exploring Novia with Royal Sexy. 7 o'clock, Paxlair meeting, and 8 p.m., fishing. Terrific.
That's great. It's just amazing to me how many events people have going on.
Oh, it is. It's a tribute to the community, and... how great this community is and how varied it is. It's wonderful.
Yeah, aside from just real game content, we've got a whole group of people putting out more content. It's just awesome.
I know. Actually, speaking to that, a couple of items that I was going to throw in, but now would be a good time. I noticed in the forum this week, one of the forum members, Materio, is working on a Shroud of the Avatar app. And I thought, that is absolutely amazing. You know, a simple little app that you have on your iPhone or your Android or whatever. And simple little thing that you can download from the App Store, and all you have to do is press on it, it pops up, and on it, hopefully, will be the Avatar Circle, all the in-game events feeding in from the update. It'll pull from any news or information site you want. And if you want to know anything about Shroud, it's on the app.
And, now that is really awesome.
And that sort of thing goes way over my head. You know, my eyes just glaze over when they start talking technical stuff like that.
Very technical there.
But I thought, that is absolutely brilliant, and I wish them every success. I mean, again, it just shows the caliber and the quality of the people that we have in the community, that they're prepared to put their time and effort into this, and it enriches the community. You want to know anything that's going on? Grab out your mobile, your smartphone, click the app, there it is. You know about it.
The people are actually bringing their in-real-life skills to our game to help our game.
They are. And really, it blurs the distinction between the game and the community, because the two are becoming one.
That's right.
Yeah.
How many games have done that?
I would venture to suggest not many. Or maybe not any, I don't know.
Yeah, you see the add-on, you know, where they do the... Like, I know WoW had an add-on thing to help you find quests, but...
Yeah.
This
is nothing like this. No, nothing like this. And did you see the post in that thread by Richard Garriott?
I did. Yes. Isn't that cool?
It's absolutely cool.
Yeah, you get Richard
I want
to
this.
Respond.
I do, really.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, that's the biggest kudos to your thread, you know, when you see Richard in there. That's just awesome.
It is. And well-deserved. I mean, it's an awesome idea. And I just hope that he gets the support, the enthusiasm, the expertise, and if necessary, the financial backing to get it off the ground.
And I'd venture to say he will, since Richard's got his eye on it.
That's right, yeah. So that is just brilliant. So
I think Finn
Stable
is in there too.
Oh, good. Lovely. Yeah. So I hope we see that in the near future.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah. And talking about community, there was another little thread that I noticed this week, just to illustrate the diversity and the interest and the fun things that happen. There is going to be a wedding in Shroud of the Avatar.
Oh, really?
Really? Yes. Yes, Ropa Doc Holliday and Kira O'Phelan are pleased to announce that they will be getting married in Shroud.
Well, big congratulations to them. That's really good news.
Yeah, that's lovely. They put out a thread, and this is great. Look, it's role-playing taken to another level, and they're going to have a big party. I believe Amber is going to be performing the service. So it's going to be chaotic.
Wow, is Amber officially a licensed, what do they call him, marriage person?
Celebrant? Yeah, actually.
Priest?
I believe in real life, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So this could be technically legal.
Hey, better watch out, guys.
That's right. But they want it to be a big event. It could be happening towards the end of 14. Time and place to be confirmed. They want it to be a big party, promoting a number of guilds. And, you know, when you go to a wedding, you usually are a supporter of the bride or the groom. Well, in this case, they want you to be a supporter of the donkey or the llama. The donkeys. Yeah, the donkeys sit on one side and the llama sit on the other side. And everybody has to come up with snarky and snide and cheeky comments about donkeys and llamas. And what's best, what's judged to be the best comment, will win one.
Oh, isn't that cool? I like that.
So that's really cool. So it's a fun celebratory event, doing something really special and unique in the game, promoting guilds, promoting the donkey and llama push. I say more power to them.
That's right. Anything like that, it just shows how fun our game is.
Absolutely. It just shows how fun and varied it is, and you can do what you like, and it's great.
Yeah, but I haven't actually been to an in-game wedding since Ultima Online, so this is really bringing back memories, too.
Right, okay. I have not been to one at all.
See, that'll be better for you.
There you go. Alrighty. So that is going to be a bit of fun, a bit awesome, and I wish them every success.
Yeah, and yeah, best wishes and for a long life together.
That's right, yeah. Okay, alright, moving right along. Time's running out to get your R13 Grand Tour quest reward. You need the Yule hat, so get into it. And again, the Mad Hermit's video guide is an invaluable asset as to how to get the hat.
Yep, they'll get you a hat real fast.
Yep, for sure. Okay, and now a little article about the New Britannia Theatre trip, with a live double feature. So, look, if anybody is interested, if they would like to come and see it, we would love an audience. As they say, we had the Avatar Chronicles 1, the developer's edition last week. Actually, I was blown away by the success of that listening party. I don't know how many people were there, but there was a lot.
Did they fill the instance up with that one?
I think they probably would have. I mean, it's really hard to count people when they're all milling around in a room.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'd say 40 or 50 conservative.
Wow, that's awesome.
That was in the Church of the Dark Star. And I think there were more people upstairs. So, yeah, there were a lot. And
you can
they
get
really
a general
enjoyed
idea
it.
With your chair
yeah.
down there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And there were so many people there. That, you know, how the titles are overhead. So their names are overhead of them. You sort of get to the place where you can't read or separate the titles because they're just superimposed on each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of people. And it was really successful and it was well received. So that's good. And as the little write-up says that Amber did so well, you watch them in Pax Lair performing They Who Dwell in Darkness. Heard them on Avatar's radio with the Avatar Chronicles 1, Return of the Avatar. Now presented for your enjoyment in Port Phoenix Fairgrounds, the middle of Kingsport, New Britannia Theatre Troupe presents Of Shadows and Light. There was a sneak peek in Avatar Chronicles 1 of the story of Gabriel Nightshadow. Join us as the story unfolds before our eyes on stage and on Avatar's radio. So they go together. You really need to be listening to the radio to get the audio. Together we shall embrace the story in more of its entirety. On Saturday, now I better get the time right. Saturday 24th at 9 a.m. Central.
Yep, 9 a.m. Central US time.
Yes. And also we're featuring a play by Wombi of the Round Table. That'll be our opening act, called The Helpful Mage, with the outcomes of love, lust, and deception. Oh, okay. All right.
That pretty well covers it.
It does, doesn't it? Yes.
I guess my character is kind of lustful.
Yes, I've always wondered about you, Lord Waldron.
Yeah, I'm a nasty old man.
Okay. So, and the last chance exclusives. They're removing items from the add-on store, so if you want to get them, you better get them now. The Axe of Prosperity will be going. Okay. And the three-story, four-room village home with an open floor plan. There you go. And a two-story, four-room village home.
I bought that. That was my favorite add-on home, so I grabbed it before it goes away. Yep.
Oh, excellent.
I may use that as my actual home. I'm not sure yet. It depends on what else comes down, but I love the layout on that home.
Oh, good. There you go. So anybody who's interested, that is endorsed by Lord Baldrith. It's a quality home. I think you should go and get it.
Me and Marcelo love that house. He put a thread on that house. I was quite happy to see.
Ah, terrific. Good stuff. Okay. And Steam access keys for all Shroud backers. Yes. And again, how to cancel monthly payment plans. Everybody should remember that. We've mentioned that a few times, but it is important. If you have a monthly plan and you don't cancel it, it'll just keep running.
Which is okay.
Which is fantastic for the game. I'd encourage everybody to do that.
Just leave it on. Just forget about it.
It's safe. Yes, you get it. Absolutely. I mean, you will eventually be a lord of the manor, and you'll have a wonderful house in Shroud. You may not have an earthly house, but you'll have a wonderful house in New Britannia.
At least you have something, huh?
That's right. Okay. Upcoming events. They're going to PAX South, then Release 14. A keynote address at, yes, ICPHSO's annual meeting, training symposium, Release 15. SXSW Interactive, Release 16. And a Duke and Lord of the Manor design roundtable. Well, there you go. So there's a lot coming up in the next few months.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on. This is great.
Beautiful. Okay, well, I'm excited about it. I'm really looking forward to all of the stuff that's happening over the next few months. Excited to see Release 14.
And that launches on the 28th, right?
It is, yes. It probably does mean we're going to have to start from level 5 again.
Oh, I wish they'd give us a little more than that. Ugh.
I know.
It hurts.
I know. I can kill a watcher or a spider. No, not a spider. Spiders are tough.
Yes, they are. Those spiders kill you.
Yes.
Well, we'll have our, on our pledge.
Sheep. I'll start out killing sheep.
Chickens.
Yes.
I'm using my founder's sword, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, gee. But it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see all the new stuff they've put in. I hope the ghosts are a bit less powerful next release.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to get the new hat and a lot of good stuff to do right up front.
Yep. Alrighty. Okay, well, anything more to talk about? And
well, I think we've covered all the exciting stuff going on currently. The one thing I was still hoping to see, get a glimpse of, at least, is the Elven House on a Hill. I really wish they would show us a picture of that.
Yes. They've mentioned that a long, long time ago, but I haven't heard anything about it ever since.
Well, they were working on it. It was probably a month ago I saw some work being done on it, and I yet have seen it. So I'm wondering what happened, if they had some problems or if they pushed it or what.
Okay. Yep.
But that's what's holding me up on the Elven stretch goal. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, I think if they finished it out, as you say, and gave you the house as well, that would complete the package. And it'd be worthwhile investing in it.
That's right. I would definitely invest in a house that I like the layout, so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Okay. All right. So, devs, if you're listening, get to work house building.
That's right. Yes. Help us spend our money.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. That's right, because we enjoy spending money.
We do. We're supporting our favorite game here.
Too right. Yep. And it's worth every cent.
That's right.
Okay. Well, that might just be it for the week.
Yeah, that covers the week's news.
Yes. Good news week. And look forward to getting in and seeing what's happening.
That's right. We'll get back to a little mob killing, regaining our levels, and building our wealth again.
That's right. Yes. Lovely. And I hope they continue to get it balanced and make some things a little easier. Some things will be harder.
Looking forward to all the crafting improvements and some more combat.
Yes. Yeah. That'll be good. And Unity 5 is coming, which will be great.
Did they make any refinements on that? On when Unity 5 is coming in?
Yeah, to my understanding, there could. Don't quote me on this. But there could be two servers running simultaneously for Release 14. If you're a Dev Plus and you feel like living dangerously and living on the edge, that could be running Unity 5. And being new, there'll probably be lots of bugs. If you want to be staid and steady and conservative and you're not a dev, then just go to the conventional server. That'll probably be running Unity 4. That is my incomplete understanding based on the summary of the R13 postmortem.
So it sounds like you can create two different characters on two different kind of systems.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay, so that's double work, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big download if you're going to download the other game as well.
But... Oh, that's right, I have to re-download it, yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. But, might be worth trying.
Yeah, I've been excited about Unity 5. I'll probably dig right into that.
Yes, yeah, it'd be good. Yeah, because the robes and beard and stuff, that'll probably flow a lot better.
Yeah.
Water would look better. A lot of things will look better because the tools, it'll be so much easier to work with.
We'll just have to convince the whole troop to use Unity 5 so we can use that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Next thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Alrighty.
Well, I guess I guess I can take us out.
Sure thing.
And the awesome background music you're hearing for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also, thanks to Sir Style Teakle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. And this is Lord Baldrith and
Asclepius
with Echoes from the Caverns.